You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Everybody, the question in question, of course, is, are we or are we not in a recession? And we'll get to that in a second. But just because a story like gross domestic product, which, as you have almost surely heard already, shrank 0.9% in the second quarter on an annualized basis, just because GDP is complicated, we are going to start with the mechanics of the news and then get to the feelings about the news. A shrinking economy is not great. And 6 months in a row of a shrinking economy is very not great. But if you look at the beating heart of this economy, us, consumers, we are still spending. And therein lies, perhaps, a glimmer of hope. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor gets us going.
On the one hand, we cut back on buying cars, held off spending on furniture, too, even takeout and groceries. All told, we cut back on buying things by more than 4%.
A lot of the things that I have seen, a lot of supply chain issues, people are kind of rotating out of that as those prices are elevated.
Justin Widener is an economist at Deutsche Bank. Now, did we cut back on goods because we were saving, putting that money away for a rainy day? Not at all. We were just spending on other things. Healthcare, trips, going out to bars, catching up on all the things that we didn't do at the start of the pandemic.
You're starting to see this normalization in terms of people's spending habits, shifting back from goods back into services.
So when you net it all out and take into account inflation, we, the consumer, actually spent about 1% more on everything total in the second quarter. That is growth. Andrew Hunter is a senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics.
One positive point to make from the Q2 report is that, yes, consumption growth slowed, but it still increased, whereas obviously overall GDP fell.
In fact, the main reason why GDP didn't technically grow in the second quarter is because a bunch of companies made a big oopsie-daisy and bought too many goods that we didn't want, so they had to hold off on buying more while their warehouses cleared out. That showed up in the data. Ben Herzon is a senior U.S. economist at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
So in the second quarter, the slowing in the pace of inventory investment subtracted 2 percentage points from GDP growth. So had it not been for that, GDP would have rose.
Herzon predicts GDP will actually grow 0.9% in the third quarter. But the consumer may not be able to keep saving the day indefinitely. Yeah, we're spending more on services, but guess what? They're getting more expensive. Again, Justin Widener at Deutsche Bank.
In June, year-over-year services inflation was 5.5%. We had that rising up to about 7% by the end of the year.
Rents are still rising, eating away at income. Personal disposable income fell 0.5% in the second quarter. Investment in homes fell sharply. The Fed is still raising rates. We consumers might be the engine of the U.S. economy, but there is a lot out there to slow us down. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
All right, so let's roll with the subtext of Sabri's last bit there, the whole things that could slow us down thing, and how important how people are feeling about this economy is. To do that, we've gotten Wendy Edelberg on the phone. She is the director of the Hamilton Project, also a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution. Wendy, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
I'm happy to be back, too.
So, I don't know if you watched Treasury Secretary Yellen's press conference today. You probably did, right?
I have read reports of it. Right, okay. I didn't actually watch the whole thing.
She said in almost as many words, listen, I don't want to get bogged down in the semantics of this thing of whether we are or are not in a recession, because it's how people are feeling about this economy. Do you buy that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think part of the confusion here is that, you know, just as we heard in the piece that you ran, different parts of the economy are experiencing, you know, the last 6 months really differently. Mm-hmm. If you're somewhere in the goods sector, you're probably feeling like we're in an outright recession. But if you're in the services sector, you probably feel like things are going like gangbusters. So those two different people might be experiencing what feels like completely different economies.
Is it possible that with the labor market as strong as it is, and with, you know, as Chair Powell says all the time, those two job openings for every one person looking, is it possible that a slowdown, right, growth below potential, would be okay in some degree?
So here's the ideal scenario, because, you know, let's step back and remember that last year GDP grew like 5.5%.
Right.
Consumer spending grew 6.9%. Like we were well outside our sustainable levels for all sorts of reasons. And so the economy really has been on track to slow and needs to slow. The ideal outcome is that we see inflation at the same time that the economy is slowing, inflation come down to more acceptable levels. If that happens, we will get the hoped for soft landing.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Powell talked about the soft landing yesterday, and he said the path increasingly relies on things that are outside the Fed's control.
Well, okay, so what does a hard landing look like? So the bad outcome would be if the economy slows, but inflation still hangs up really high.
Right.
And that could be for two reasons. One is inflation expectations. And that is a little bit in the Fed's control. I mean, let's hope it's in the Fed's control. They would need to do more to bring down inflation expectations. Mm-hmm. The other thing could be supply shocks, that we keep getting hit with higher and higher energy prices, higher and higher food prices. That may well be what he had in mind when he said things outside of the Fed's control. But the Fed still has to take the world that it's given.
Yeah.
And what it might be learning from those supply shocks is that the landing spot that the Fed is trying to get the economy back to is just lower. It's just a lower landing spot. We have less potential. We have less wealth. We have a somewhat worse future ahead of us. And that's bad news. But, that might be what we're learning with all the news about energy and food prices and such.
Right. Let me ask you about expectations real quick. We got like half a minute, 45 seconds. How much of the agita that we're seeing about inflation, while completely justified, right? 9.1% year on year is a lot. How much of that is because there are generations of people in this country who have never experienced inflation like this and so are freaked out a little bit?
Well, surely that is part of it. There are people who probably would yawn at 9% inflation, but do remember that there are some goods and services that have actually seen much higher inflation. So what we've seen in energy prices and food prices is actually much, much higher.
All right, last thing, and I lied. I'm going to take another 30 seconds. Are we, and by we, I mean those of us who cover business and financial journalism and economic journalism, are we doing it wrong? By fixating on this, by being so attentive to, are we or aren't we?
Oh, I mean, whether or not we're in a recession, no, that is not, it's not an incredibly interesting question at this moment, because the economy for the typical person is not terribly different if we grow modestly or shrink modestly. That masks huge variations in how people are experiencing things, what labor market they're feeling. So, I get it, but no, it's more important what's happening to the labor market.
All right. Fair enough. Wendy Edelberg at Brookings, also the Hamilton Project. Wendy, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Wall Street today, traders are feeling pretty good as they, have been lately. Details, numbers, the drill. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.